Father, we thank you for the promises of what lie ahead for those who call on your name. Faith will turn into sight, and our prayers will turn into praise. Lord, we look forward to these great things because of the finished work on the cross. Lord, now we pause. We pause to remember through this time of the Lord's Supper that Christ gave us to remember that finished work on the cross. As we look ahead, we look behind at what he did. We thank you for this time, Lord. Prepare our hearts and minds now. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. How would you deliver a very important package? How would you deliver a package that was so important that it would be disastrous if it were returned or lost during the delivery? Would you feel good about maybe sending it in the mail, or maybe having FedEx or a courier send it? Jesus was given something to deliver that he did not want to lose. So he carried himself in the most secure way possible. To prepare our hearts and our minds for this time of communion tonight, and to do it in a worthy manner, let's look at a passage that tells us what Jesus delivered, how he delivered it, where he delivered it to, and the amazing results. Turn with me and let's look together at 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. It says this: he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Look at the first phrase of the passage with me. He himself bore our sins. See that what Jesus delivered was our sins and the consequences of our sins, the wrath of God. He bore all that. This phrase tells us something more about how he bore it and how he delivered them. It uses the term bore, which literally means carried up. He carried it up. The passage also emphasizes that Jesus himself carried these things up, our sin and its consequences. He did it himself. This was such an important delivery that he himself made it. Look at the two phrases that follow now. These two phrases tell us a little bit more about how he carried up our sins. It says that he carried them up in his body, and he carried them up on the cross. Jesus didn't carry our sins in a backpack, or maybe suspended out so that he wouldn't come into contact with our sins and the consequences. He didn't have somebody else carry them either, because nobody else could. Nobody could have taken the punishment, God's full wrath. It was so important and necessary that Jesus make this delivery, that he carried it in such a way as to make sure that he would not become separated from what he had to bear until the time was perfect and was right. So he carried up our sins in his body on the cross. He made our sins become part of him. In 1 Corinthians it says he became sin for us. So when Jesus was destroyed on the cross, every sin of every believer was destroyed. There was no way that our sins were going to survive the day that Jesus died on the cross. because they were inseparable from him. And if he was destroyed, our sins were destroyed. So from the first part of our passage, we've seen what Jesus delivered, our sins and the wrath of God. How he delivered it and where he delivered it to, the cross. Look once more at our passage for the happy result. It says this, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Our passage tells us that the result of our sins being carried up in his body on the cross and being destroyed there is that we who believe die to sin and live to righteousness. The death of our sins in his body on the cross means that believers have died to sin and are considered by God to be righteous. And we can now ascend with Jesus to be with him in God's presence forever. When we were separated from our sins, we were joined to righteousness. And we now carry up, listen, we carry up righteousness inside of us because Jesus carried up sins inside of him and our punishment on the cross. Let me say that one more time. We now carry up righteousness inside of us because Jesus carried up our sins and the punishment for our sins up on the cross. If you're a Christian, if you call on his name, this is cause to celebrate. This is good news. This is good news if you haven't heard this before, too. So when the communion elements come your way tonight, take them with gladness, remembering Jesus, the one who bore our sins and rose again. Humbly remembering and believing that Jesus' finished work on the cross gives us life and righteousness, now makes us ready to celebrate this communion time in a worthy manner. If you aren't a Christian, perhaps you've never heard this, or perhaps you're not convinced. You've been graciously given another chance here today in song, in our time of remembrance here, in the preaching that we'll hear, to hear the gospel. The gospel that tells how you can be delivered from your sins if you believe. Friend, we're glad you're here. We hope that you'd be stirred to belief by the messages of the gospel. If you want to hear more, there are about 200 people here tonight who make it a habit of daily preaching these gospel truths to themselves. This is the ongoing conversation of this body of believers here, and they would love to include you in the conversation and the ongoing proclamation of the gospel in this church. Please find one of them, whoever invited you, and listen and hear more and get answers. But when the communion elements come by, when they're passed out, please let them pass by, because this is a time for believers to celebrate and be thankful for what Christ has done in them and those around them. As the men pass out the elements, believers, and as you take them and hold them in your hand, let the bread remind you of how his body was broken with our sins inside. And let the juice remind you of how that reminds us that he died when his blood flowed from him. That means he was destroyed. And guess what? Our sins were in him. They were destroyed too. And thank him for the happy result that he makes believers righteous so that they get to live with God forever. We get to live with God forever. So hold on to them, and we'll take them together. Men, please come and pass out the elements.